We're doing Jewish history, and we were discussing when the Torah was given. And there are different opinions about whether the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan. We celebrate Shavuot on the 6th of Sivan. But in fact, there's a discussion and there's a machloket among the Tanaim. The early commentaries of Mishnah, the early rabbis of Mishnah, as to when exactly the Torah was given. We have, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Torah was given on the, one opinion we have is it was given on the 7th. One opinion is that it was given on the 6th. And then the question is, what day of the week it was. Was the Torah given on a Friday? Was the Torah given on a Shabbos? Two opinions about that. So we won't go into all the different opinions.
So there's no opinion that 15th was on a Sunday?
No, I don't think so. The question is, did Moshe go up the mountain on a Sunday? The second, yeah. Okay. So it took 5 months for the Jews to finish working on building the Mishkan. I'm skipping a lot of Midrashim here because there are many different opinions as to the count, and I don't think we should go into all the different opinions. The earlier generations could get pregnant when they were 8 years old. It says that Kalev had a son named Hur, and Hur had a son named Uri, and Uri had a son, Bezalel. Bezalel was 13 years old. So if you do the math, Kalev is 40, and he has a 13-year-old great-grandson. How does that work? Right? Kalev has a son named Hur. Hur has a son named Uri. Uri has a son named Bezalel, and Bezalel is 13 years old. And the great-grandfather, Kalev, is all of 40. So his great-grandson, right, his grandson was Uri. His great-grandson was Bezalel. So our sages say that in those days, people could have children when they were 8 years old. Things changed, the Talmud says. The human nature changed. So Bezalel is buried in the city Arav Tzalel. That's the name of the city. On Sunday, the 23rd of Adar, we start the 7 days of Miluim, which led to the final erection of the Mishkan on the 1st of Nisan. So every day, Moshe would erect the Mishkan, bring sacrifices, and that night he would take apart the whole Mishkan. And on the 8th day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he built it and he did not take it apart. And that day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was the day that Aaron lost his two sons. That was the final day. Vayi b'yom ha-shmini. Yeah, so we'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem.